arm's-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the second half of the weekend show, the Cortland Economics Report. It's Jeff Deist here with you as always. Big Al is with us in studio. And remotely, we have Corey and, of course, our friend Glenn Downs from Congressman Walter Jones's office in Washington, D.C. You know, Al, Corey, Glenn, there's a lot going on in the world to discuss. We're shifting into the political half of the show here now. Glenn, let me just ask you, anything new coming out of Capitol Hill with regard to the situation in Syria this week?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back again. And the developments here have really been those which you've seen on the news. Congress, if President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry have been reacting to Putin, Congress has been reacting to what they've been doing. But the chorus of voices against making the strike in Syria or at least being skeptical of the strike in Syria have risen, not receded.
You know, tell you guys something.
I'm skeptical in the sense that you're less sure that Obama is going to do something militarily in Syria?
I think skeptical about the efficacy of the whole thing. There are questions about, was it the rebels or was it the Assad regime that set off this sarin gas attack over in Syria in the first place? And if it was the Assad regime, was it something that Assad himself knew about, or were there rogue elements within the regime? And so the Russians have, I had the opportunity to meet with someone from the Russian embassy this week, and all they would provide me with was about a four-page summary of the 100-page document that has been in the news that the Russians said they were going to provide evidence about what their view, they gathered of what was going on in Syria. But they turned that over to the United Nations. And so the UN reports that have come out and filtered their way back to Washington and to Capitol Hill have been basically that the case made by the Obama administration has really been purely circumstantial. And so we saw this week there was a kind of a left-right coalition. It was a private meeting, but it's been in the news. National Review reported on it. Senator Rand Paul pulled together a rather diverse group of people from the Senate and from the House, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, all of the one thing they all have in common is that they're skeptical about this, and the skepticism has been growing. And one of the things that Florida Congressman Alan Grayson, a Democrat from Florida, talked about eloquently was that Congress has not been provided with the raw intelligence data from which the administration drew its conclusions that it was Assad and Assad had crossed their so-called red line, and they just gave their summary of their summary is about a 7-page summary of the evidence that supported their conclusion. They were not provided with any evidence supporting a different conclusion. So just like sort of a lead up to the Iraq war where your intelligence was cherry picked and you saw in that war, for example, you'll remember that there were allegations that allegedly it was incontrovertible that there are these centrifuges, these missile casings, quote unquote, that have been found, were also centrifuges, quote unquote, that were found. And you had different intelligence analysts that looked at the same evidence and reached two different conclusions, but Congress was only provided with the analysis that led to the conclusion that they were centrifuges to be, parts of centrifuges to be used for enriching uranium, which of course turned out not to be the case. Same thing's being done here, it appears. You're just only getting one side of the story. So when Grayson and others have said, hey, I want to see the raw intelligence, the raw signal intelligence, you say you've intercepted these communications between and amongst the Assad regime and their troops and whatnot that led to this conclusion, let us see that raw intelligence data. And those members of Congress all have secret clearances. They have the security stature to be able to see those things, yet they haven't been provided them. So that's why I say the skepticism level about the efficacy of the whole adventure has gone up. And it sure looks like what happened was, you know, a John Kerry gaffe, or it seems to have been a gaffe, kind of turned into an accidental diplomatic opening, and Putin took advantage of it and ran.
You know, Putin took advantage of it and ran. There's no question about that. But I think he took, just to say he took advantage of it, I think is an understatement. I think he took incredibly effective advantage of it. I think he made President Obama look very, very silly. Let me tell you a little story about that. I watched the president's speech last Saturday, okay, when he basically, on the surface, said, you know, I believe in the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to do anything, even though I feel very strongly that the Assad regime needs to be punished. But I'm not going to do anything without the support of Congress. Okay, it came out very, very quickly. Very quickly after he made that comment, in fact, he probably wasn't going to get support of Congress. In fact, he wasn't going to get support of the international community. And then lo and behold, he says, I'm not going to do anything now because I'm such a good guy. I'm not going to do anything until until the chickens come home to roost, for lack of better terms. At which point, Vladimir Putin writes an editorial published by the New York Times that I think made the current U.S. administration look absolutely stupid. Glenn, what do you think about that?
Well, they certainly looked inept. Whether it's stupid or inept or whatever, it certainly does not look good. And what kind of struck me here is in the last 24 hours or so has been the reaction from a lot of officials in Washington. I think I see Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, Speaker John Boehner, all really taking great exception to the Putin editorial. And what seems to have gotten under their skin was Putin's cautioning Americans that they should not think that they are exceptional just because they are Americans. And so that seems to be what has stuck in those people's minds rather than the graverman of his argument about the whole nature of the foreign policy here. And of course, now I personally think, you know, I go back to that old de Tocqueville quote when he came over here 200 plus years ago and said, well, America is great because Americans are good, and America will cease to be great, you know, if Americans cease to be good. So I, for one, do believe in American exceptionalism, but it's American exceptionalism is derived not from us just being Americans, but adhering to a certain set of ideals. So we are an exceptional country when we adhere to those ideals, but when we don't, we're not very exceptional. And right now, a lot of our leadership and a great percentage of our population are not very exceptional. So it's a point. I think Putin has something of a point here.
Well, I think Putin very definitely has something of a point there. We're going to get into this issue more here in depth in the next three segments of the show. But I have to tell you, I am getting input from both liberal friends and Republican friends that is very, very negative to our country. And I have to say that. And I had a conversation earlier in the week with a friend of mine in Vancouver, British Columbia, who brought up some very, very interesting facts regarding exactly what the U.S. role has been in the Middle East over the years. And some of those facts, you know, they have not been necessarily disseminated perhaps as widely as they should have been. But that just goes to show you even further how dangerous the situation is getting to be. And Jeff and I and Glenn and Corey are going to be chatting about that during the second hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 12th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1340.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1388.85, $694.43 for a half ounce, or $347.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1388.85, $694.43, and $347.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with Jeff Deist, Glenn Downs. You know, we're getting into the situation in the Middle East, and a lot of things are coming to surface right now that shows that perhaps the hands of the good old U.S. of A. historically and continue to not be very clean. And this makes me very, very sad. Makes me very sad. But having said that, everything that we're stating is first-hand knowledge to the best of our information, okay? None of this is rumor. None of this is innuendo. So you just kind of need to be aware of this. Glenn, you mentioned that there were some situations in terms of the U.S. involvement with Iraq prior to that particular military action that are kind of smelly. You want to tell us about that?
Well, sure. Again, none of this is a deep, dark secret. It's just something a lot of people don't know because the mainstream media, and that's why people tune into the Corlin Economics Report, don't report it. People will remember in the aftermath of the Iran hostage situation, that 1979-80 hostage situation, Iraq and Iran got into a war. So in the aftermath of that, at that point in time, Saddam Hussein was the ally of the United States. And we were aiding Saddam Hussein in his war with the Iranians. And at a time, this is very well known, that Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons against the Iranians. Not only against, it's frequently reported that he used it against the Kurds in his own country, which apparently is true, but he also used it against Iranians, and there have been persistent reports by credible sources that he didn't just use them, but that he used them with the knowledge of the West, including the United States, and with targeting information from the West. And just as recently as yesterday, I had the opportunity to be at a breakfast in the Capitol building, and the chairman of the German Bundestag's Committee on Foreign Affairs, the sitting chairman, a fellow by the name of Ruprecht Polenz, and I hope I haven't butchered his, my German is not so great, Ruprecht Polenz, who's the chairman, and he was talking with current and former members of Congress about part of the difficulty of dealing with a serious situation is the fact that the hands of the West aren't clean. And he just said that the West assisted Saddam Hussein with targeting information when he used chemical weapons against the Iranians in that Iraq-Iran civil war. The Iraq-Iran war back in 1979-1980. And then also, just more recently, the United States in that famous Battle of Fallujah in this recent aftermath of this most recent Iraq war, we used white phosphorus in that battle. At first, our military denied it. Now that they admit it, feel free to Google any of this. This is not hard to find if you want to go look for it. We used white phosphorus. Of course, in Vietnam, we used Agent Orange everywhere. And we use depleted uranium shells because it pierces through armor, tanks and armor and everything else, which tends to diffuse. There are tremendous rise in burst effects and that sort of thing in some of these areas where the United States and other countries use this depleted uranium projectiles. And we're doing that right now. Now, I'm not bashing the United States, and I'm not excusing whoever used that sarin gas over in Syria, but before we just go start World War III on our moral high horse, let's just be really careful about sorting out the facts and getting straight, you know, who has the moral right to go set red lines for somebody else.
Glenn, I find this all very fascinating, and I think you bring up some very good points that the U.S. hands have not been clean, and they haven't been clean for a long time. However, nor have other countries. And this is kind of a different way of fighting this war without having to enter your own troops, but it's also a way to make money. And a lot of these companies that are selling these missiles or chemical weapons are really owned by some of the more wealthy people in the U.S., which leads me to the question of, who's really benefiting from this? Is it the U.S.? Is it these individuals? Or is it both of them in a combined effort?
Well, if you're asking me, I think we've reached the point where the lines between corporations and the state have blurred quite a bit in this country. Or a lot of powerful interest groups and the state have blurred. The government of the people, for the people, by the people, are some of those ideals that we're supposed to be working towards, but there are powerful interests, and somebody benefits and somebody loses in all of this. And you can go back to the Civil War, and almost every, you go back to the Rothschilds and the Battle of Waterloo and the Civil War and the United States, and their legacies of war profiteering, sometimes people making money off both sides throughout history. This is nothing new, and it's something that if people really focused on it, they might think a little more closely that somebody's benefiting And it's probably not them when these things get started. So we seem to have a pretty good at starting these things and then not having good strategies for finishing them. And so we're spending 11, still spending, I think it's 11, we have over the course of the Afghanistan war, I heard the figure this week, I think it averaged out to $11 million a minute. I think some incredible number like that, that, when you get to the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, it's an hour, I can't remember what it is, but it's some incredible amount of money per hour just sitting there. And Mr. Obama now is talking about withdrawing troops, for example, in Afghanistan in 2014. What most people don't know is that he is, without congressional approval, signing a, I think the term is a status of forces agreement, but I might be wrong on that, but it's a 10-year, to keep the United States in Afghanistan for 10 more years. And it would still be several billion dollars a month for the next 10 years. And so somebody is, you know, not only is the taxpayer being bled dry on one side, on the other side, somebody's making a lot of money.
Well, you know, that seems to be, unfortunately, what's behind all of this stuff. Somebody seems to be making a lot of money. You know, we're going to continue our discussion about, you know, the pros and cons of the U.S. involvement here in the Middle East in the next segment. I have to tell you, you know, when I look at some of the political leaders, you do a little bit of research on some of our political leaders, Donald Rumsfeld and others, and when you look at some of their actions in the Middle East that have occurred over the past couple of decades, let's say, it becomes really, really interesting. You know, the spider web becomes very, very complicated, and I find it amazing that more people don't talk about this, particularly that these, some of these subjects weren't brought up, given the potential of the U.S. quote unquote punishing Syria for actually, you know, allegedly, the Syrian administration actually, allegedly, I have to say, gassing their own people. A lot of things aren't coming up in all of this.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. In January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. 516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Corlin Economics Report. It's Jeff Dice talking, as always, with Big Al and Corey. And we're especially talking with Glenn Downs from Washington, D.C. this week about the situation in Syria and U.S. foreign policy in general. You know, Glenn, Corey, it's interesting to me when we talk about all this stuff and we talk about sort of the shift in morality and moral equivalence. I mean, here we've got Vladimir Putin, who ostensibly represents what's left of the former evil Soviet Empire and all those decades we had of the Cold War, lecturing us about our own morality on the front pages of the New York Times. It really shows you how far we've sort of fallen over the past several decades. And what's interesting to me is that there's so much anti-war sentiment out there. We're seeing it from both parties, and we're certainly seeing it from the general public. I mean, we've got something like a 25% or less approval rating for striking Syria when you look at public opinion polls. I would like to credit at least some of that to sort of the Ron Paul movement of the last 4 or 8 years. But what's interesting to me is that I think people, Al, are really starting to get a sense of blowback. They're starting to understand that when we provide weapons or foreign aid to a country, you never know what might happen to that fungible money or to those weapons a few years down the road. You never know what might happen when a U.S. defense contractor sells missiles or chemical weapons or whatever it might be to country X. They might shift it to country Y in short order. And that's something that's very hard to track. It's something that's always happened throughout wartime. In other words, there's the expression, the fog of war. And that generally applies to saying, hey, look, during war, communications breaks down, diplomacy breaks down, and facts break down. It's very hard to go back and reconstruct what actually happens during wartime because, by definition, war is sort of a breakdown of humanity and normal human communication. And I think that this all sort of ties together with what we're now calling a war-weary American public, and I think that the non-interventionist movement, which I hope is a non-interventionist movement, that's burgeoning in Congress, and it's certainly burgeoning in among the United States, you know, the general population, I hope that this is all sort of a sign that Ron Paul and others have made some headway and that people are beginning to understand that war is not the answer, that it inevitably leads to poverty and makes us less secure, not more secure. And, you know, maybe we're finally seeing that. Maybe after all these years, after Korea, after Vietnam, after Iraq 1 and 2, maybe, Al, the public has just said enough, no mas.
Well, I think the public is starting to say enough, no mas. It's a very, very sad situation, I think, that the United States has found themselves in. I don't know, Corey, what's the Canadian perspective on all this crap?
Well, to be honest with you, Al, I'm quite happy that the U.S. obviously didn't go into Syria, and I'm quite happy that there is this more anti-war sentiment out there coming from our brothers to the south. And I think this is good, and mostly because Canada always seems to get dragged in with the U.S., and we're always sending troops as well, and it feels like we don't really have the choice in the matter. And I think this is just an ongoing situation of the U.S. people being lied to and Americans being lied to by their political leaders. And I think they've just had enough. As Glenn was saying in two segments ago, that even Congress doesn't get all of the facts. And if Congress isn't getting all of the facts, then the American people are getting a small fraction of the facts. And I think they're just fed up with it. And I don't blame them. But my question for you guys, and I guess let's throw it over to Glenn, is that the U.S. has been the world police for the last little while, and everyone has looked to the U.S. to move into these situations and take action. Now that maybe they're not as willing to do that, does the world view them differently, maybe less of a power? Or are they maybe looked more positive on, that they don't just go in and bomb whoever does something bad?
Well, Corey, my sense is that the last number, for sure, the last number of great interventions that the United States has done have not worked out so well, not only for the United States, but for a lot of other people. You know, we've spent about $1 trillion to turn Iraq into Iran. And we could be on the verge of having a series of almost like Somalia-like conflicts within across the Middle East and Northern Africa. And that's after we have, run up trillions of dollars of additional debt to China and others. And it's not worked so well for the people on that side. A lot of people that we have gone in to save have ended up being killed, and they've come to dislike the U.S. very intensely. If you go in and send in a Predator missile in order to kill one quote-unquote enemy combatant, then let's just say for the sake of the argument, this really is a bad guy that you kill. But while you're at it, you kill 50 other people and their kids who just happen to be born at the wrong place at the wrong time. You do that enough times, the net effect on the margin becomes not being pro-U.S., but against the U.S. It hurts your national interest. It does not help your national interest, and it weakens you. And so instead of the Lone Ranger coming over to save the day, it becomes like, okay, here comes this entity that is perceived very negatively. So I personally think the fact that we hit the pause button around here and the British hit the pause button is a good thing, and it does make us stronger. One thing I'd like to mention, too, just something that's been on my heart, is that lost in this business with Syria is been the effect on a lot of refugees. And I have a particular interest, I think a lot of people in our country would, on the Christian refugees who maybe life under Assad is no day at the beach, but they weren't persecuted just because they are Christians. But under this group of people that we are backing, this so-called Free Syrian Army, which is Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra Front and these other outfits, this is a matter of life and death. And if these people take over, this is not just a different government they don't like. These are people that are it's like convert or die, convert or pay a heavy, heavy penalty. And there are organizations, one that I have a particular connection with, it's called Barnabas Aid. And anybody who's a Corlin Economics Report listener who's interested, particularly people who identify themselves as Christians, who feel a desire to do something tangible aid for tangible refugees who just happen to find themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time and are being persecuted, in this instance by Islamists unfortunately being backed by our government in Syria and elsewhere. They want to help. I would encourage people to check out Barnabas Aid and just go on the internet and Google that. And you can see some of the work that they're doing. And it's a great organization, and I think it's worthy of everybody's consideration.
Glenn, I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to get us a banner for Barnabas Aid. We have our Heroes of the Week every week, and it sounds to me like this is an organization that our listeners should learn more about. And I'd like to talk a little bit about it if you have a little time in the next segment. I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about it. But we've only got about a minute left here, and Jeff, you know, I got to tell you, you and I started talking politics when I met you and we went out and played golf back in, I don't know, 2003, 2002, whatever it was. You know, you were concerned then about what's going on. And I got to tell you, the concern that I have right now is huge. Wrap us up, will you? We got a minute left.
Well, I think the American people have finally reached their limit, Al. They understand, they're starting to understand what our debt means, and they're starting to understand the connection between our foreign policy and our endless debt and what that might mean for all of our standard of living. So, look, there's no question we're on rocky shoals right now, and hopefully the Syria thing is going to be a high water mark for the neoconservatives, that we're, you know, the water hit the mark and is starting to recede now, and that we're going to get back to a more coherent foreign policy if for no reason other than we're simply broke and the American people are tired of paying for it.
Ain't that the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Corey, I, Glenn, and Jeff are going to be back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the final segment of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I and Jeff Deist and Glenn Downs have been chatting for the last three segments about U.S. involvement in the Middle East, the kind of the intrigue of this whole particular situation, and trust me, it is the intrigue is huge, and this is not something that you can just shovel under the rug unless you just want to stick your head in the sand and not even think about it, which at some point in time, for some of you, you know, to maintain your sanity, that might be a good thing to do. But, you know, that leads me to a topic that I want to use to wrap up the show, and that is why? How come Glenn Downs, Corey Fleck, Jeff Deist, and Al Corlin are the only ones who are talking about this stuff right now? Why aren't we seeing this information in the papers? Why aren't we seeing this information on credible, what I would call mainstream television? Why don't people know about Donald Rumsfeld's connection to what happened in Iraq? Why aren't people aware about why the United States supported Iraq against Iran and then turned around and switched the tide and kind of went the other way, for lack of better terms? Doesn't anybody in society care anymore? What's going on, guys? Jeff, start us out, will you, bud?
Well, certainly people care. I mean, but there's a certain inertia here. I think that there is a fundamental human desire, and it's part of human nature, to sort of trust authority and go with authority. And America's been the top dog for a long time. So I think it takes decades, many decades, of malfeasance by government before people really sort of wake up to the fact that the emperor has no clothes. I mean, some people like to pinpoint Watergate as a changing point in the American psyche. I'm hoping that Iraq and Syria prove to be another turning point in that psyche. But you're right. I mean, it's tough. We still have a material standard of living, at least for those Americans who are blessedly still employed. You know, we still have a material level of comfort that makes us tend to be somewhat indifferent to, or tends to make us even ignore what our government does all day. It's easy for people to do and get wrapped up in their lives and, you know, just sort of be busy with work and family. And I understand that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But at some point we have to realize, Al, that our government's out of control. And if we don't step up and sort of find that time personally to fight it, to oppose it, or at least do what we can, then we are, in fact, at least somewhat complicit in what's going on as individuals who still, I wouldn't go so far as to say we live in a free country, because obviously I'm a very radical libertarian in my outlook. But, you know, we certainly have freedoms remaining in America. We have a relatively robust freedom of speech, for instance, for the time being. And as I say, to the extent we don't do anything about it as individuals, then we have to bear some complicity in the outcome.
I agree with those comments that you made there, Jeff, that it is easy for people to really get distracted by their daily lives, and there are a lot of distractions out there. And you know what? Looking at some of this stuff, it's sad, it's scary, people don't want to consume themselves with this. But you also have a good point that us really being complicit is really supporting the administration and what they're doing. And it's unfortunate that these people keep on getting voted in, but really I think if we voted on the other side, we would be maybe down kind of the same road. Oh, I wish that I could say we wouldn't be, but I think we might be. Glenn, what do you have to say about all this?
Well, in a slightly contrarian way, strangely enough, I agree with you that the mainstream media just doesn't report on a lot of these things, and I have a lot of suspicions about why that is. But I also suspect that that has been the case probably for a very, very long period of time, that the official narratives that surround either a lot of other military conflicts and other actions of government, not just military actions, other actions of government, the official narrative and the narrative that's been carried in the mainstream press, there's a gap between that, let's say that, and reality, that there's been a propaganda is kind of a loaded word, but let's just say that there was a narrative and the powerful organs, whether it be William Randolph Hearst or Rupert Murdoch today, were part and parcel of that official narrative because they had their own ways that they benefit from that. It might be as few people who are aware of the things that we've been talking about, a smaller percentage of the population. It's millions and millions of people now, but it's a small percentage of the population that are aware that all is not well and all is not as we are necessarily being told, might actually be higher than it was in the past because of things like the Corlin Economics Report. You know, back, you know, just 20 years ago, this would have been a very difficult thing to do without the tech, you know, as long as the internet, you know, stays up and everything. There now are ways available for people who have, you know, the eyes to see and the ears to hear and want to know these things and who do have a little intellectual curiosity. You can start pulling on that, you know, that intellectual kudzu vine and just what keeps leading into the next place and to the next place and the next place. If you are intellectually curious and if you want to really try to find out what's really going on, there are ways to do it. And it takes you down some musty rabbit holes, and some of the things are kind of crazy conspiracy websites. Those things do exist. But there are also things that it's not conspiracy at all. In fact, you can find these things on in the U.S. government's national archives. You can find it in official documents of other sorts as well. And things like the Corlin Economics Reports is helping people who want to be informed and who want to come on websites like yours and onto your chat room boards and share information that they find, and people are going to compare notes. And but the problem I think that we have is that we're running out of time. We're just running out of time. America is in, and the whole world is in big trouble. And that's just mathematics, demographics, compound interest, if nothing else. We just know this big trouble is coming because we're going to have some kind of a big reset. And as we have that rendezvous with reality, people's awareness level seems to be rising, but I fear it's not rising fast enough for the general population to avert a pretty hard landing of some sort.
I don't see how we can avoid a hard landing of some sort, you know, and we talk in the second hour on this show about politics, and politics is certainly, I think, very, very important, particularly, you know, with some of the crazy stuff that's going on in society right now. Economically, I don't see at all how a hard landing can be avoided, you know, and I think we came very close here just in this past week or so of a very hard landing politically on the international level, because I hate to think what the repercussions would have been of the United States lobbing a few tomahawks to quote, punish Assad. You know, major wars have been started over incidents of a smaller stature than just that particular one. I mean, you know, to have your Navy certainly not the total Navy, but to have the majority of your Navy in proximity of Syria, to have the Russian Navy, at least a portion of it, in the proximity of Syria, and to have virtually the entire world, with the exception of the French, totally disagreeing with the U.S. action. I mean, I got to tell you, the implications of that could have been very, very serious. Jeff, comment on that, if you would, and take us out. We got about a minute and 20 seconds left here.
Well, you know, there's a lot to digest, a lot to chew on. I think that we can all maybe breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief that we've backed away from this cliff of going into Syria, and hopefully there won't be airstrikes and certainly not boots on the ground. You know, that's what we can all hope and pray for and contact our elected representatives to the extent you think that's worthwhile. But I think more importantly, we got to change our mindset, and we have to relate that to our children and our grandchildren that America may be a superpower militarily, but it's not a superpower economically, and I fear not socially, academically, philosophically, or with respect to education any longer as well. So with that, go into the weekend, do battle, and Al, I think that your Seahawks are going to have a real hard time with Mr. Kaepernick and company from the 49ers visiting.
I have to tell you, we got 30 seconds left here. Just a couple of comments on that, perhaps on a bit of a lighter note. I know Corey, and I'm not going to, every time he even looks at his microphone, I'm going to turn it off. Corey's a big 49ers fan. We are big Seahawks fans living in the Seattle area, north of Seattle. I think that's going to be perhaps almost the game of the year. But listen, you got the Seahawks, but you also got the Washington Huskies. They're playing Illinois. The Huskies are rated number 20 in the nation. Let's see if they can't do something. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.